gladiators. Roman gladiators were special in their day, that being between 100 BC and 200 AD. To some, gladiators were uncivilized brutes, armored barbarians, treacherous and degenerate. To others, they were rock stars in their day, the star athletes of their day, entertainers, celebrities, and even sex symbols. Now, I ask you to stay with me on this. You're probably wondering why I'm talking about gladiators, but stay with me, please. Gladiators won massive fame among the lower classes. Their portraits graced the walls in many public places. Children played with gladiator action figures made of clay. And the most successful fighters even endorsed products just like the top athletes of today. They were also renowned for their ability to make Roman women swoon. Graffiti from Pompeii describes one fighter who, quote, catches the girls at night in his net, unquote, and another who is, quote, the delight of all the girls, unquote. Many women wore hairpins and other jewelry dipped in gladiator blood. And some even mixed gladiator sweat, then considered an aphrodisiac, into facial creams and other cosmetics. As I said earlier, please stay with me on this. And with this background, and being in Rome with two friends of mine, we could not resist doing a couple of things. First and foremost, visiting the Colosseum, the place where gladiators performed, three times every day. The morning was focused on wild animals, noontime was for executions, and then the afternoon focused on hand-to-hand combat between the gladiators. Second, and I know you're going to have a tough time with this one, we went to gladiator school. That's right, gladiator school. The outcome of which was graduation from the only gladiator school still in existence, at least as far as I know. We received honorary Roman citizenship, and perhaps most importantly, we received our gladiator names. One of my friends, PJ, was known as Maximus. My other friend, Tom, was known as Bacchus. And yours truly is known as Augustus. The point that needs clarification is, why do we have an interest in being trained as a gladiator in today's world? Two reasons. One, we're assuming that gladiators, regardless of their previous reputation, can do good in this world. What was once seen as brutal, bloody, and barbaric can somehow be turned around to be a gladiator who is gifted, giving, and generous. Second, we have become enthralled with the concept of a Renaissance man. In history, the key components of a Renaissance man included his capability in war, specifically hand-to-hand combat. Now, I realize that that's not quite like our other components of a Renaissance man that we have in our mind. For example, being able to sculpt, to read Latin, or to cook sumptuous Italian dishes. Nevertheless, we believe that having gladiator training cannot be anything but helpful in our effort to become Renaissance men. Bottom line, who knows? In this day and age, when gladiator training may come in handy. And one thing is for sure, very few men have been trained as gladiators.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.